everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. When you're a kid, you become so used to having your parents take care of you. They're your example. They're the strong ones. They have all the answers. But as time goes by, age gets the best of us. Now you're older, and your parents might be the ones who need help and need taking care of. Today, we're going to be talking about how we can take care of the elderly relatives in our lives, as well as our neighbors, you know, the people around us. So make sure to keep listening. I remember reading a story about President Monson and how he would visit the elderly and the widows when he was bishop. One time, someone told him that there was no use in visiting the elderly and talking to them in great length because for the most part, they could no longer understand or respond back to him. And this person told President Monson, you know, you might as well just save your time. They don't know who you are. But President Monson responded back by saying, whether they know me or not is besides the point. I don't talk to them because they know me. I talk to them because I know them. Caring for someone, especially the elderly, is a compassionate and admirable thing. When caring for a parent or a family member, it should be done as a team effort. It requires everyone's help, not just one child or one family member. And it's important that you can come together as a family and make important care or medical decisions together. I think it must be hard as a child to watch your parents no longer be able to take care of themselves after seeing them be so strong your entire life. Ideally, parents should live on their own, you know, in their own home. But if the need increases to the point that being on their own is no longer practical, then they should live with another family member. Elder Dallin H. Oaks said, when aged parents who are not able to live alone are invited to live with their children, this keeps them in the family circle, and it allows them to continue their close ties with all members of their family. If it's at all possible, it's important that elderly relatives remain with their families so that they continue to feel included, remain close to their family, so they can feel that love and connection. I know sometimes it might be hard to feel like you have such a large responsibility to care for an elderly family member, but like I said, it's important to do this as a family and to delegate the responsibilities. So the best thing that you can do is to provide the best you can. You know, we understand you've got work and you have your own family and church callings and you've got a lot going on. So give the best that you can. If the best that you can is to make dinner for them once a week, then do that. If the best you can do is visit them once a month, then make sure to do that. The Lord knows that you're doing your best, and let your family know as well, you know, this is the best that I can do and I will do it. They will understand. You don't need to burn yourself out trying to do everything all the time. I know there will also be less than ideal situations. Sometimes because of certain circumstances, parents will need to be put in senior homes or elsewhere where they can receive the full attention and medical care that they need. And that might be the best option for them. But make sure that you still remain actively involved, whether it's in making the best decision for their medical care or making sure that they're comfortable in their new home. Take time to visit them frequently and see how they're doing. Don't just think because they're in a home, oh, you know, somebody else is taking care of them. They're spending time with the people there. It doesn't mean that your responsibility just ends there. They still need love and care from their family members. Elder Oaks also said, when it is not possible for parents to be cared for in the homes of their children so that some type of institutional care is obtained, their children should remember that institutional care will generally focus on physical needs. Members of the family should make regular visits and contacts to provide the spiritual and emotional sustenance and the love that must continue in the family relationship for mortal life and throughout all eternity. So make sure your best effort to remain actively involved in the life of your loved one. Let them know that they still have someone that they can count on. Sometimes as adults, we might feel a bit proud and not want to ask for help or let our family members know that we need something from them, that we need their help, because we're afraid of being a burden to them. So just make sure that you constantly reach out to your parents, reach out to your elderly family relatives or those around you. Ask them if they need anything. Just let them know that you're there if they do, so that they don't feel afraid or embarrassed when they have to come to you for help. If you ever feel a little overwhelmed, think about the Savior's example. It's amazing to me how in the scriptures we can find the answers to everything that we need. But before Christ died, he made sure that his mother Mary was taken care of. He made proper arrangements so that she wouldn't feel alone in this time where he would be gone, and he knew that it would be hard for her. And we read in the scriptures in Luke, it says, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved," speaking of John, "he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home." That's what the scriptures say. Just like the Savior ensured the care for his mother, who had taken care of him from birth, now it was time to take care of her in the best way that he could. We need to love and care for our elderly loved ones, even if they may not need much care yet, even if they don't ask us for help. We can show them that we love them, that we're thinking of them by visiting them, inviting them to family functions, and always making them feel like they are still part of the family. In the same way that they took care of us, we must now take care of them. Thank you for listening today. Let us know what you thought of today's podcast. You can go ahead and leave us a comment on our Facebook or on our MormonChannel.org page. Be sure to check out our daily quotes as well for some inspirational words.